From the Free Presbyterian Church, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God. Now here's the host of Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Leslie Curran.
Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Let the Bible Speak program. This is the final broadcast for this week, but we'll be back again next week in the will of the Lord. And I trust that if you've been listening in throughout the week, that the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Yesterday on the program, the Reverend Ivan Foster was bringing a word of personal testimony. He's back with us today. This time he's letting the Bible speak from the Gospel of Mark. In fact, he's commencing a short series of messages on Mark's Gospel. But before we hear that message, may I just remind you that at the end of each of our broadcasts, we give the address to which you can write should you have any spiritual problems or concerns. We'll be delighted to hear from you, and we'll be more than willing to give you help and guidance from the Word of God. So I hope that this week you'll make a point of writing to us. Don't forget our little booklet, A New Beginning, which is absolutely free of charge and entirely without obligation. And we'd be glad to give you a free copy. So do write for one even today. In just a few moments, the Reverend Foster will be letting the Bible speak. But before that, we're going to hear some words in song. Some would say this is an old-time favourite. Others might say it's an all-time favourite. How Great Thou Art.
Frank Boggs, and the wonderful hymn, How Great Thou Art. We're turning now to the Gospel of Mark, and let me urge you to have a Bible near to hand during our Bible broadcast. We are so anxious for you to follow in the Scriptures what it is we have to say. And of course, it is always essential whenever you listen to anyone expound from the Scriptures that you follow them and take careful note of what it is they say and test whether or not what they are saying is in keeping with the Word of God. Now, turning to this Gospel, I want you to note that Mark's Gospel does not contain any details of Christ's birth or early life. The inspired writer does not trace the Savior's royal line or his lineage. Now, the reason for this is that Christ is portrayed in Mark's Gospel not as the king, but as the servant of Jehovah. That is the aspect of the Savior's witness, his ministry, that is emphasized by Mark. He is set forth not as the royal personage, but as the one who came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. The record of Christ's public ministry begins almost immediately in this chapter, as you can see, and one constantly marvels at the rapid succession of events in this Gospel. Look at the first chapter, for instance. Within the scope of its verses, Christ is baptized. He's tempted by the devil. He calls disciples. He casts out some demons. He heals Peter's mother-in-law. He cleanses a leper. He heals a multitude. He spends time in prayer and preaches throughout Galilee. Christ, the servant, is always busy, always about his Father's business. He's the perfect servant, an example to all those who desire to serve God. The very first verse of this Gospel is a simple one. It says, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, I want to show you three simple things. I want to show you, first of all, the character of the message that is set forth in God's Word. It's called the Gospel. Now, you know that that word means good news. Good news. And, of course, the Gospel is the good news of salvation. Praise God. There is salvation presented unto a lost and ruined world, and it comes to us from heaven. It comes to us down from the Father. And Jesus Christ is the messenger. No chancellor or finance minister could ever announce news like this. No lottery announcer could ever give to us news like this. Oh, you say, I'm not so sure about that. Oh, please. As we look at the Gospel, I believe that you will come to understand that indeed no earthly announcement of earthly news, of earthly riches, could ever match the news of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's a message of sins forgiven, a message of reconciliation with God, and a message of deliverance from the power of sin, a message of comfort and hope and joy in death. Oh, it will brighten the deathbed, this glorious good news. It's a message of a home beyond the grave in heaven. We like to sing a hymn. It's one that was written back in the last century during the time of the great revival that took place. And the hymn runs like this. Whene'er we meet, you always say, what's the news? What's the news? Pray, what's the order of the day? What's the news? Oh, I have got good news to tell. My Savior hath done all things well and triumphed over death and hell. That's the news. The Lamb was slain on Calvary. That's the news. To set a world of sinners free. That's the news. For us he bowed his sacred head. For us his precious blood was shed. And now he's risen from the dead. That's the news. Here is the Gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the good news that God has sent to us. Notice also in this little verse, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the subject of the message of God. What does the good news consist of? Two words, Jesus Christ. I'm not here to proclaim the creed of a church. I'm not here to set before you the statements of church leaders. I'm not here to urge you to do your best. I'm not here to ask you to depend on anything that is of man. My message is Jesus Christ, God's appointed Savior. Acts chapter 4 and the verse 12 reads, "There is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus." Jesus Christ himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The good news, it's the person of Jesus Christ. It's the person of Jesus Christ. He and he alone is our hope. The preacher, he's only a signpost. A signpost is a very useful article. It will point you the way. It won't take you there, but it will point you in the way to go. The preacher is but a signpost pointing you in the way, and if he's a faithful preacher, he will point you to Jesus Christ. Then finally, just notice quickly the authority of the message of God, because it says the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. God didn't send an angel to proclaim this message. God didn't send an angel as the hope of the world. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Today, I proclaim a message that is backed by the power of the Son of God. No wonder Paul said that he was not ashamed of the gospel, for it was the power of God unto salvation. Oh, that you might experience the power of this gospel today. Trust in Christ. Look to him. He has said, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." As we close our broadcast, may I just say that if anyone would like a cassette tape of any of these broadcasts, you write to me at the address that will follow shortly in our closing announcement. Thank you for being with us. The Lord bless you and keep you and cause you to trust in his Son as your hope for eternal life. God bless you, and goodbye for now.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church, coming to you from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:45. So do remember to join us at this time as we Let the Bible Speak.